right, well, if you see Ken Carmen buying condoms, it doesn't mean he's cheating on his wife. 216-474-0092.
You really just hit him over the head with it, didn't you?
Well,
just,
yeah. You have to trust that if he's in the line and he's got a pack of Trojans in his hand.
Well, he's looking at, first thing is, you know, he's looking at all the different flavors.
Right, of course.
What?
Styles.
The scents.
Oh, yeah. If you see him walk into a bathroom with 75 cents in his hand rattling around.
By the way.
Maybe that's the one. Do they still have novelty machines in bathrooms?
On my way back from Oklahoma, I went in Indiana. There was one. Definitely, I'll tell you the exit number. Okay. You want to make the drive.
Okay. So I guess you're putting it to me now that I have to give the backstory on all this, right?
Yeah. Oh, okay. For sure. Well, we touched on it a little bit on the Thursday's Emerging podcast.
Yeah. And it was... So I'm getting a surgery done probably at the end of this month or later next month. And there was a close call recently, and I decided, like, that's it. We're done. I'm not messing around with this.
Something that Anthony did within the last year.
That's because to be honest with you, Liz had a couple of health problems here and there, and I didn't want to put her in that position of having to deal with that for 9 months and then possibly putting her in danger or a child. So I'm going to go ahead and do that. But also, I thought about it. I go, well, now I'm like afraid.
You don't just have, like, 2 months of rain out.
Yeah,
right?
Like it's like I'm not gonna, like, sorry. It's something that must be done. So I'm sitting there going, well, am I gonna go buy those? And I go, I can't even say it. I'm so red faced right now. Am I gonna go buy those? I go, I haven't bought those in 15 years, 16 years.
Hmm. Yeah, why would you need them?
So I don't, and it's like, well, now I'm going to go up there, and I'm probably thinking too much of it. Do they have self-checkout for a thing like that?
You can go through a self-checkout.
Well,
yeah.
I remember when I was, like, younger, you had to, like, go and get somebody to unlock the case.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, I'm telling everybody I'm buying condoms. Here we are.
Well, now,
hi, everybody.
Now it's not just condoms. They've got everything you could ever need at these places,
right,
all lined up together.
Well, and depending where you're at, grocery stores have a lot of things that you don't even think about would be in a grocery store.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Tools for the room.
I know what you're talking about.
Okay.
And then I was in
massagers.
The gas station in town 2 days ago, and I just noticed as I was going to check out on the stand right beside me, it used to be behind the checkout counter that the cashier had to hand it to you.
Yeah.
It's right there beside you if you want to just pick it up.
Maybe think about it. They might as well put it right next to the produce.
If you're working at a...
That makes the most sense.
Yeah. If you're working at a grocery store or something like that, and I go to buy them, are people going to think I'm running around on my wife?
Because
I'm going to be wearing my ring.
Listen, maybe some people don't think about this stuff at all, because this is all we think about. And I have absolutely...
running around on our wives, yeah.
I've absolutely seen guys with the wedding ring on, and I'll look. This is the things I notice now. Buying those types of things, and it's immediately the thought that I have too.
And the reason I bring it up on the air is because it will make me feel better about having to go and get them. Because if I didn't do that, then I don't think that people would just go, oh, Ken's trying to be safe. They would not think that. They would think, why are you buying those? What are you doing?
You've been in a monogamous relationship for how many years now, right?
Since I met her.
Yeah.
Yes. So I don't think there's any, and I know the way I look, and I'm not an idiot. I don't think that I would mess that up, considering she does everything for me or anything like that. So I don't have to, I'm not going to mess that up. And I think a lot of people think that a lot of guys, what we do can be scummy and will be into that sort of thing. And I'm not into that sort of thing. And I don't want anybody to think I'm into that sort of thing, is what I'm saying. And so I'm like, if I talk about it here and then I go out and get them, there might be some understanding somehow that, hey, Ken's cool. He ain't going to do something like that. Does that make any sense at all? Or is that just me being crazy?
No, I think it makes sense.
Because I'm trying to do the responsible thing here. Because I can't.
Well, responsible for your... for your family or for your public image?
A little bit of column A. What do you mean by that?
Well, responsible for your family would just to be suck it up and go buy the condoms and be good with life and whatever thoughts might be thrown
yeah,
at you.
Then they might think I'm
responsible for Ken Carmen public showman.
Well, now I can do both. Now I can do both. Now I can
put it out there.
I can get them, and people know that I'm getting them.
Not everybody that knows who you are is hearing this. Right.
Well, that's, you know what? I can't help that, and that's true. I can't help that with those folks. You're going to have to deal with it. Should I make a proclamation then?
Maybe this should be your commentary.
A proclamation.
You imagine that it'd be my last commentary on Fox 8, but it'd be a good one.
Love to see you try.
Going out with a bang. 216-474-0090. I'm glad I got this off my chest. This feels nice. I'm glad you got me to get this off my chest.
I think you can strut in there with confidence. You're doing the right thing. That's to have the scare that you had. You had a lot of people on edge.
We are done. I am not interested in anymore. I had the chance. I wanted Jonah to be a girl. Jonah is not a girl. And we got three, and I was like, oh, my God, you've messed up everything. I was sitting there telling myself, like, oh, Lord Almighty, you're going to have to double up rooms. Oh, boy, it was rough. So, I'm going to make sure that gets taken care of because I certainly don't want anything bad to happen to my wife. And you said it takes less than a half an hour to get that done?
Oh, it was maybe 15 minutes.
Really?
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Did you try to make a lot of jokes?
Yes. The whole thing was trying to create any kind of a distraction for my mind. Because the worst part of it was just the day before and the drive in there. The actual procedure.
Yeah.
It wasn't anything.
Okay.
Honestly, the horror stories that we got for 2 days leading up to it with
well,
the callers.
We took the calls. And that
they
was...
were all the worst things in the world.
Oh, yeah. I'm not going to... Everybody will talk you out of it. The worst part was my neighbor who told me I need to go to his guy, but then just all he did was tell me about how painful his procedure was and the aftermath of what his procedure was. And I go, then you just want me to be in the pain that you were in. So I'm not going to do that. I mean, I want to make sure it's working, so I guess I'm going to experience some discomfort, right? But I'm just pointing it out.
I said I'd get more of it was mental, even afterwards when they say...
The pit your stomach was more than the...
Yeah.
Than the feeling, like the sensation?
Yes. Yes. People were saying, wait, Limo, wait till you have to go to the bathroom for the first time afterwards. Oh, my God. It's like the ultimate torture. No, it wasn't. It really was all mental. That's all it was.
Andrew says, get them on Amazon. No need to go to a physical store. Been doing that forever. Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's true.
Can you buy them on Amazon?
Well, what fun is that? Then we don't have a radio segment. If we just...
I didn't even think you could get them on Amazon.
You can get anything
swear to
on
God.
Amazon.
Yeah. Donnie says, go buy them so you don't end up like me with five kids. That's exactly why I'm going to be 40 next year. Be 39 at the end of this month, and I mean, I acted like we were in high school. I was scared. I was nervous.
You didn't want to have to tell your dad?
I thought my dad was going to drive me home and go, what did you do? What have you done? I can't imagine what he would react with. Who knows? All right, I'm done with that. Am I living in the past when it comes to Darius Garland?
Well, how about Terry Pluto saying, yeah, why not? Jalen Suggs. Like, he was a lot more gung-ho than I've heard most in this town.
I think I really need to reevaluate where I'm at right now with this team. Because I wonder, I'm asking you now. Am I afraid I'm living in the past because I know what it took to win a championship for the Cavs? A lot of things had to happen. And you had a top-heavy basketball team. Now, there were other guys that were good basketball players on that team. Don't get me wrong. J.R. Smith, fine. Amon Shumpert, a fine basketball player. You know, Matthew Dellavedova, for what he was fine. You know, those guys. But it was a big three. And here I am with a quote-unquote core four. And I'm just very afraid to move on from the talent that I know Darius Garland has for a quote-unquote fit for guys who are playoff guys. And when I'm hearing that from Terry... Like, when I'm hearing, like, hey, you know what? He mentioned fit. I got to mention FitNow. You've been mentioning it to me, and maybe I'm not seeing it for what it's worth, that, hey, you might need to move off from this comfort of Darius Garland, knowing that he has talent.
And knowing that with Darius, you're going to have a great shot next year in the terrible Eastern Conference as it stands now. You're going to have a chance to win 60 games again and be a top two, top three seed for sure, as long as they're healthy. So you're there is risk. I mean, there's no doubt. I also should add, I fully would expect if they traded for a Suggs, or I know it's tough with the cap and all of that. We seem to have to use that disclaimer every time, where people go, how are you talking about these trades with the cap and everything? But just, I want to talk just philosophically. Any of the trades they make, any of the names that have been thrown out there for these defensive players who are not nearly as good as Darius on offense, I would expect them to have some struggles next year in the regular season.
Yes.
You know, they had the benefit this year of just running it back and having that chemistry. Yeah, obviously, if you dip into that, if you mess up some of that chemistry, you're going to pay the fiddler on some of that in the regular season. Well, but the whole goal is to make this team better, more poised to make a real run. When we talked about last week, they mastered the regular season. They need to find 16-game players. That is what this league has turned into. It is a difference between the regular season and the playoffs.
You have to figure out.
I'm willing to take a step back in the regular season.
I have to figure out the risk of a bona fide, bold move like that. Because it's bold to go from a two-time All-Star to these other names there. Like Jalen Suggs. Jalen Suggs, because of the injuries, has... I don't want to call him a disappointment. I don't think he's been a disappointment, but he hasn't been up to the standards of what people thought he was going to be. And I think a lot of that has been robbed from him, not necessarily his game. But if you were to go after one of these names there that we're talking about that we are not nearly as familiar as we are with a two-time All-Star with Darius Garland, well, you're betting a lot on fit there. You're betting lot on that. That's rough.
So a couple things. When I saw Jalen Suggs in the playoffs against us, and he didn't shoot it well, but he had his moments, and he had some takeover quarters. I thought he was clearly better in that series than Darius Garland, because he could defend and disrupt and antagonize and dive on the floor. It's probably why he gets injured so much, dives on the floor so much. But those are the things you need. You need at least a guy. Man, Oklahoma City has seven of those guys. The Pacers, they have like six of those guys. That's why they're in the finals. It's a different league now. It's not build a big three and who cares about your role players. Now it's more about, hey, maybe one great player, then another really good player, and then a bunch of awesome role players that get out and defend. We don't have any of that right now.
Go ahead and try to talk me in. 216-474-0092. Am I overvaluing Darius's talent? Is that what I'm doing? Because, man, I spent a good long time. Talent, 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 talent. Get the talent, and you guys figure it out. You guys figure out the fit. If the guy's a curmudgeon or a bad guy, then fine, move on from him. Darius is not a curmudgeon, bad guy, whatever. And not a malcontent. Curmudgeon's taken to be a little bit older. Not a malcontent. Not one of those guys. So I've been focused on the talent. If it's not the talent, you better talk me into the fit.